Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, July 12th edition, and we are back. Hope everybody had a great All-Star break. Time to recharge the battery and get things rocking and rolling for the second half of the baseball season. We're about 90 games into the year, so got a good 65, 70 games left depending on the schedule. A lot more quick hits, a lot more DFS to break it on down for you. And as always, we have offense galore this evening. Go check out the quantedge.com, guys. Big announcement coming up over there. You get the rest of the MLB season package. It has dropped. It's $60. It's dropped to $60 for the rest of the MLB season. If you use promo code Bubba, you get $10 off. $50 rest of the baseball season. If you like football, though, it gets better. If you sign up and you buy the football package at full price, use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of the baseball season free. So go check it out, thequantedge.com. You get the rest of the MLB season for $10 off or $50 for the rest of the season. Or get the whole baseball season when you buy the NFL package by using promo code Bubba. So go check it out, thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. It would help me out a bit. All right, the totals on this 13-game slate tonight. Rays at Orioles, 9.5. Blue Jays, Yankees, 11. Dodgers, Red Sox, 11. Twins, Indians, 9. Mets, Marlins, 8. Astros, Rangers, 10. Giants, Brewers, 9.5. D-backs, Cardinals, 8.5. Tigers, Royals, waiting on that one because they're deciding on the starter for the Tigers. Reds, Rockies, 12. White Sox, A's, 9.5, which is pretty crazy in that ballpark. Mariners, Angels, 10. And Braves, Padres, 8.5. So we have 13 games. There are four of them that are below, are 9 or below. So there's, do the quick math on them, carry the one. Eight of them are 9.5 or above because we're still waiting on a total in Detroit and Kansas City. So two-thirds, or a little over two-thirds of the games, 9.5 runs or above, which is oh so fun. Also, weather-wise, knock on wood, no rain coming our way. A little warm in the Texas and the West Coast. And then you got wind blowing out to right field in Yankee Stadium, about 10 miles an hour between the Blue Jays and the Yankees. It's blowing out in Arlington about 10 miles an hour, Houston and Texas. And then blowing out in Coors at about 10 miles an hour between Cincinnati and Colorado. If they need any more help there, well, they got it. So have fun with the offense there. This is a night where I'm going to be saving a little bit of cash on pitching. You know, Garrett Cole at 11.5, he's a great pitcher. I'll pass on that one. He's outstanding, but I get it. Domingo Germán versus Toronto, not bad either, but I'll pass. Then Nelson Lamet, I love what he's doing, but I'm not paying $9,800 for Lamet in his second start off of Tommy John surgery. I just can't go there yet. If I am paying up, I'm looking at Mike Clevinger at $9,600 at home against the Minnesota Twins. Clev came out, looked filthy at Kansas City. 6 shutout innings, 4 hits, no walks, 9 Ks for 33.1 DraftKings points. He kind of had a few hiccups since coming off the IL, but that one looked outstanding. The Royals can really do that for a pitcher from time to time. You got Clevinger, a 41% K rate. He's only had a few starts. But you look at Minnesota, 22% strikeout right now. No CJ Cron, no Eddie Rosario. Still some good bats in that lineup. I'm not going to say they don't have good sticks. But team total of 4.2. Lefties hitting 270. Righties 249 off Clev. It's not a lock by any means. But if you're paying up, that's my guy. Now, for the most part, I'm staying in the 8K and below range. There's a lot to like for me down here. And it starts with Caleb Smith. $8,600 at home against the New York Mets. Smith returned from the IL in his last start out. Got you 20 DraftKings points, 4 innings. Or 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, or 6 innings, I'm just, woo. 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned, he got 2 home runs, 6 Ks. Home runs are always a bugaboo with Smith, But those are he's had five straight road starts, and we want Smith at home. The road he's okay, but at home, the road a 4.64 ERA, at home a 1.84 ERA, big difference. Averaging over 21 DraftKings points per start at home this season. Gets the New York Mets, you know, not a horrific team, but not great by any means. Yeah, Caleb Smith, who's striking out over 31% of the batters he's facing, does give up a lot of fly balls. Like, Smith gives up the long ball. That's what he does, but not nearly as often at home, which is a good thing. The Mets strike out 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. The Mets have a team total of 3.9. That is the lowest on the slate. Lefty's hitting 345, righty's 296 off Smith, some reverse splits there. The Mets do have a 343 ISO and a 197 WOBA versus lefties, which is nice. But all in all, Caleb Smith at only $8,600, really good spot tonight at home against the New York Mets. If you want to go a little farther down, Mike Fiers. I kind of like this spot here at $8,500. Fiers been really, really good at home. 2.92 home ERA compared to 5.10 on the road. In his last few starts, 16-5 against the Twins. He had 20.8 at the Angels. Struggled at home against Tampa Bay. He only gave him one run. He just didn't strike anybody out. And then Baltimore 21-4, Tampa Bay 18-5, 17-3. He's put a run together of 16.5 or more points in five of his last six. He's $8,500 tonight at home. Pitcher-friendly Oco Coliseum. A little warmer out there, a little warmer this time of year. But a White Sox team that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Mike Fiers, a minus 185 home favorite in this matchup. When you look at the White Sox, a total just above four in this matchup. Lefties 298, righties 349 versus Fiers. So some weird reverse splits there. But as a team, the White Sox a 315 ISO and a 166 WOBA, which is okay, but nothing flashy. Big strikeout upside for Mike Fiers. $8,500 at home against the White Sox. He is in play tonight. Yonny Chirinos, $8,400 at the Baltimore Orioles. Yanni's faced Baltimore twice this year. 12 and a third innings pitched, 3 earned, 8 Ks over that period. He's averaging 18 points per appearance versus the Baltimore Orioles. So definitely worth the look in this matchup. It is in Baltimore, which is a little livelier ballpark than Tampa Bay, obviously. But when we look at Yanny, you got a Baltimore team that strikes out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. 21% K rate for Yanny, 43% ground ball rate, which is very, very nice. And Baltimore's team total is 4.45. Lefties 351, righties 292. When you look at Baltimore's lineup, the lefties don't really scare you a ton. They got a few, but they're not super scary. They have a 305 WOBA and a 170, or a 305 ISO and a 171 WOBA. Or no, a 305 WOBA and a 171 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Chirinos is in play. I think a lot of people overlook him tonight, which is good, but definitely worth a look. So in this 8K and above range, I have Caleb Smith, Mike Fiers, Mike Clevinger, Yanny Chirinos. Now when you drop below the 8K range, you got Robbie Ray, $7,900 at the St. Louis Cardinals. Robbie Ray has been actually pretty darn good of late. We look at his recent game log here, 27.3 at home against Colorado, and then at the Giants, 5.6, 21.5, 20.1, a 9.9 with a 31.23. He's had some rocky starts, but also some really, really good starts. He's been better at home than on the road, but on the road, still averaging almost 17 DK points per start. And now he gets a St. Louis Cardinals team that he can definitely take advantage of. They strike out almost 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's got over 30% K rate, 40% ground ball rate. You got Arizona or St. Louis with a 4.4 team total. Lefties 286, righties 321 versus Ray. They do have a 334 WOBA and a 192 ISO, which is very, very good. But something to keep in mind with Ray, could be a nice GPP play, low price at $7,900. It's risky because Ray can blow things up. He can walk the farm and boom, goes the dynamite. But keep him in mind at $7,900. I think a rather popular play tonight will be Jason Vargas, $7,800. I think he's a really good play. He's faced Miami once this year, 5 innings, 2 earned. Only 2 Ks though for 10 DraftKings points. Been better at home than on the road, but of late, you know, 12.6 at Philly, 27.3. But then 9 at Chicago, a 10, a 12, a 41. He's very, very up and down. But you can try to take advantage of this Marlins team, or you can play with the Marlins bats, who are very, very, very pesky these days. But they do strike out 24.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching, which helps Vargas out quite a bit. He's got a near 21% K rate of his own and a 42% ground ball rate. And when you look at Miami, a team total of 4.1, fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 293, righties 322 First, Jason Vargas, and even deeper into Miami. A 303 WOBA and a 129 ISO, which is not good versus left-handed pitching. So Vargas at 78 stands out as a really, really good look this evening. If you want to get weird and you want to get a GPP play with Boomer Bust, Dylan Bundy, $7,200 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Bundy's faced the Rays twice this year, and he's averaging almost 19 points per start against Tampa. He's coming off a 26-point outing at Toronto. He struggled against San Diego, but then 15, 17, 18, 12, 21, 13, 27. Overall, he's been actually usable of late. He's going to give up the long ball. There's no hiding that. You just hope it's solo, and you hope it's minimal. Tampa Bay strikes out 22.5% of the time versus righties. Bundy's got on near a 24.5% K rate, 37% ground ball rate. He's limiting the hard contact this year to 28%, which is really good for Dylan Bundy. So things are better for him, but he still has that long ball tendency, which is less than ideal. You got Tampa Bay with a team total just above 5, lefties 295, righties 317 against Bundy, but a 321 WOBA and a 178 ISO. It's good. It's not great, but it's good. So there is a little bit of upside there with Bundy in a GPP against the Tampa Bay team. His offense has been kind of quiet going into the break. You never know how things are going to come out of the break. Are they still kind of in vacation mode or not? But you can try to take advantage of Bundy at 7,200. So in the 7K range, I got Vargas 1, Ray 2, Bundy 3. Now if you are punting, you're looking at two guys here that are in the same game. Danny Duffy, $6,800. At home against the Detroit Tigers. He's faced Detroit once this year. 7 innings, 2 hits, 7 Ks for 22 DraftKings points. He's a very up and down guy. 10 points against Cleveland, 20 against Toronto, 15 against Minnesota. Got destroyed by Seattle, then 22 against Detroit. So the upside is big with Duffy. Not many 6K guys can get you that 20 plus point upside, but it is volatile. Detroit does strike out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching, which is very, very nice. Duffy, 37% ground ball rate is something you can try to build around in that one as well. When you look a little deeper into this, you have a Detroit Tigers team with a 302 WOBA and a 144 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So things point in the right direction for Danny Duffy at that price point at $6,800 is very, very punt-worthy in this matchup. Last but not least, people cringe when they see the name Daniel Norris. And I get it. He's faced Kansas City twice this year. He's averaging 8 points per appearance. -4 his last time out in Chicago. 9.7 against Washington. But then 15, 14, 5, 14, 12, 6, 13. And the kicker is he's $4,600. And that's why I'm looking at him. Most guys at 46 are openers, not going deep. There's no leash on Daniel Norris except himself. Can he get through 5 by not getting destroyed? That's the Daniel Norris conundrum. But at this point, at $4,600, you keep that in mind. Now, to be careful, I've also seen Spencer Turnbull on some sites. But right now, DraftKings has Daniel Norris. If he is in play at $4,600, I take a look at that one. If something changes, we can talk about it later in the Slack chats and the member discords. But for now, Daniel Norris at 46 is a very intriguing play for the price point alone. The fact that he can go 5, 6, 7 innings against a Royals team, which, you know, they're not world beaters by any means. So keep an eye on Daniel Norris at 46. So I got Duffy 1, Norris 2 down below. Recapping your pitching on this 13 game slate in the 8 and 9K range, Caleb Smith, Mike Fiers, Mike Clevenger, Yanni Chirinos. In the 7K range, Vargas, Ray, Bundy. Then down below, Duffy and Norris. Now let's get to the bats on this 13-game slate. Start at the catcher's position. You got Yasmani Grandal versus Sean Anderson of the Gigantes. Anderson, major pitch-to-contact guy these days. The Brew Crew have a team total of 5.45, which is outstanding. Lefties, 387. Righties, 340 off of Anderson. Yasmani, great play if you're paying up at the position tonight. A few others up top. Chance Sisko is in play against Chirinos. Lefties can't hit Chirinos, like we mentioned. I'd probably rather get up to Grandal for 600 more or go down. But if you find yourself in that conundrum and you want to get weird, Chance Sisko is in play at 4,300. But if going down, you look at guys like, say, James McCann against Mike Fiers. We mentioned the reverse splits of Fiers, so McCann at 39 becomes relevant. Danny Jansen, you can try to hope that hot streak carried over the break. But Jorge Alfaro versus Vargas at 36 is very intriguing. Alfaro could hit lefties very, very well, so keep an eye on that one. Brian McCann, Denelson Lamet in the past, if he gets hit around, it's by lefties. So Brian McCann at 34 is worth a look at that price point. But this is a night you can probably punt. If you're not using Daniel Norris, Martin Maldonado at $3,200 is a great play for price point-wise. Really good look there. He's not a great player, but GPP-wise at 32 gives you savings with some upside in that matchup. And then you look at guys like Mike Zunino, who's been bad, but he's facing Dylan Bundy. He can run into one at 3K. He could definitely run into one against Dylan Bundy. Someone to think about in that one. Other than that, you take your usual punts down below with like Jeff Mathis, John Hicks. John Hicks against Danny Duffy could be very, very interesting, actually. Where is he at here? Give me one sec. There he's $2,600. First base catcher eligible. Right-handed stick. He was very, very good last year. This year he's struggling quite a bit, but you know, going into the break, a 3, a 0, but then a 21, a 7, a 10. Those 21, 7, 10s were what we saw more often last season. So $2,600 for a guy that can hit lefties very well is a nice punt versus Danny Duffy as well. First base, the highest priced first baseman is Yuli frickin' Gurriel in Texas. That is wild. Wild. I know he's been on fire coming into the break. And Jesse Chavez, he's actually been really good this year in Texas. So yearly at 54, I just can't bring myself to do it. He might do it. I can't do it. But like Matt Olson at 51, I'd rather, if I'm going to pay up, I'll go there against Ivan Nova. Olson's averaging 12.4 over his last 10, 18, and 17 in his last two. And you know when you want to attack Nova, you got an Oakland team with a 5.45 team total. Lefties 338, righties 373. So very good play there with Olson at 51. Or you can slide on down. You can hope that Pete Alonso gets one of Caleb Smith's home runs or two at $4,900. That's a good GPP look for Pete Alonso. Again, as Smith does give up the long ball quite a bit, but usually on the road, not so much at home. And lately, there's been a lot of road starts for Caleb Smith. A few others to take a peek at. You got like Jock Jams. Why is he first base? Oh, I guess he's been playing first base lately. Interesting. But Yandy D has $4,500 against Dylan Bundy. He's worth the play there at that price point. Jose Abreu, if you're targeting Mike Fiers at 44, he's in play. We mentioned the reverse splits with Fiers. Abreu's been playing really good ball at 4,400. I can get behind that. Garrett Cooper of Miami, $4,200 versus Vargas. Cheaper option for you in that matchup. If you want to go with the boys in Coors, Daniel Murphy's only $4,200 for Sonny Gray. And Derek Dietrich's only $4,200 versus John Gray. Murphy can be cash and GPP viable. Dietrich, GPP only. Lefty's hitting 276. Righty's 278 versus Sonny Gray. Colorado's got a 6.16 team total. The Yankees have a near 7 team total versus Aaron Sanchez. That's wild. But when you look at Cincinnati, a 5.85 team total. Lefties are hitting 343 off of John Gray. So Derek Dietrich, as much as he's been struggling, just recorded Bench with Bubba episode 187 last night with Batflip Crazy. We talked about a lot of WOBA minus ex-WOBA guys that might be able to bounce back from the month of June and whatnot. Dietrich, ex-stats-wise, show he's unlucky. But you look at the other peripherals, and it might just be who he is. But in Coors at 42, Dietrich is a good value at that price point. A few others, Joey Votto in Coors at only 41, very solid as well. So Cincinnati already appears they're going to be cheap in Coors Field. It's going to be hard not to make a lineup or two in that scenario. Couple others to take a peek at when you drop down below 4K is Paul Goldschmidt versus Robbie Ray. Goldschmidt's always hit lefties really well. Robbie Ray's very good, don't get me wrong, but goalie's riding a 7-game hitting streak coming into the break. It's not an like elite hitting streak, but 3, 23, 25, 10. It's a point in the right direction, hopefully, for Goldschmidt at 38. He could be a GPP relevant play for you. Nate Lowe, if he cracks that Tampa Bay lineup, that left-handed power bat at 37 versus Dylan Bundy's a very, very good look for you in that one. Chesler Cuthbert, first base, third base, eligible at 37 versus Daniel Norris is in play as well. So if Norris is going and you're not pitching him, the Royals have some options for you to make some noise down below. Other than that, you're going to want to check some lineups, see what else pops up. You could go super, super crazy with like a Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles, who is priced at $3,100 versus Ronnie Chirinos. Second base position, You got DJ LeMahieu at 53, a great play versus Aaron Sanchez. Like I said, the Yankees have a team total of almost 7 tonight. Lefty's hitting 343, righty's 377 versus Aaron Sanchez. Sanchez has been very, very bad. It's going to be very hitter-friendly in the Bronx tonight. So the Yankees are a great play, a good pivot off of Coors. DJ LeMahieu at 53 is definitely a part of that. A few others, you got Gleyber Torres in a GPP for sure. But Mike Moustakas at 47 versus Sean Anderson, very solid look for you in that matchup. Mentioned the lefties and righties versus Anderson for that case. Whit Merrifield at 46 versus Daniel Norris is in play for you indeed. So don't sleep on that. As you keep on sliding down here at the position, in a GPP, Kevin Biggio, I could see. I'm not running to play Toronto tonight, but their offense was swinging it pretty well coming into the break. Domingo Hermanos is pretty good. He's pretty darn good. Lefty's hitting 306, righty's 314 off Domingo. So it's not like a point I'm trying to make tonight to be weird. I'd rather get weird with like Arizona against Adam Wainwright. Got Ketel Marte at 4,400 versus Waino. Waino just hasn't. He's not Waino anymore. That's just the cold hard facts of the situation. Arizona has a team total of 4.1. Lefty's 370. Righty's 295 off Waino. So a guy like Ketel Marte at 44 could definitely be sneaky nice in that matchup. You had Jose Altuve at 43 or at 44 in cash games. I could go there, but I definitely take at that same price point. I'd take Ketel Marte in a GPP over Jose Altuve. Sliding on down farther, you can look at a Jeff McNeil at 42 if you're stacking it up. But like Ryan McMahon at only 4,100 bucks versus John Gray. Against Sonny Gray, is a very good looking Coors Field. I like that quite a bit at 4,100. Rougned Odor in a GPP only because Garrett Cole will give up a home run or two. You could look there at 39 as well, but not running to play that by any means. Just saying it's an option. Like Jason Kipnis in only 36, I don't mind. Kyle Gibson's been very good. Very, very good, actually. But you got a Cleveland team with a team total of 4.8. Lefties are hitting 338. Righties 322 off Kyle Gibson. And Jason Kipnis is having a sneaky, sneaky good like last month and a half. He had 21 in his last game before the break. Sneaky good stuff here, and he's been very unlucky. He's one of the names we kind of discussed a bit last night on episode 187 of Bench with Bubba. But 3,600 bucks gives you some nice savings in that one. Other than that, check your lineups. Third base, again, Yuli Gurriel at 54 is wild. We got DJ LeMahieu at 53, Rafael Devers at 52 versus Kenta Maeda. Kenta Maeda is a good pitcher. He's a very, very, he's a pretty good pitcher. But Boston has a 5.6 total. Lefty's 331. Righty's 214 versus Maeda. So Devers, good GPP play at 52. Arenado and Coors at only 49. The Rockies are cheap. Cheap. And I just don't get it in Coors. I know Sonny Gray's been really good, but Coors Field, everybody. So it's going to be fun watching all these Rockies and Red Stacks because it's so damn cheap. But Arenado at 49 is hard to pass. Got Eduardo Escobar at 48 against Waino, another good lefty to target against Wainwright. Matt Chapman, good GPP play against Ivan Nova at 48. But then you got Moustakas at 47, kind of buried down the list here. Someone to keep in mind. Bregman's day-to-day, but in a good spot as well. So some good value if you don't pay all the way up at the position. You got Eugenio Suarez and Coors at 47, worth a good look for you there. Yoan Moncada at 46 versus Mike Fiers. I try to get to Suarez for $100 more, but both very intriguing options for you. You go to Hunter Dozier at 43 versus Daniel Norris. Good value on that one. We know Dozier actually hits righties better than lefties, but he still hits lefties just fine, especially lefties like Daniel Norris. And then with Kansas City, obviously you get the Detroit bullpen afterwards, which is very nice as well. So some good options playing out for you there with the Royals at a pretty discounted price. Going down a little farther, like Manny Machado versus Dallas Keuchel for only 4,100. I can definitely get behind that. Keuchel looked decent his last time out, but every start so far, they've hit the piss out of him, and he's avoided the big inning. Like, he's avoiding it, and it's coming. It's going to happen, and maybe it happens in San Diego tonight. 4.3 total for San Diego. Lefty's 268, righty's 365 off Keuchel. Machado with only 4,100 bucks, third base shortstop eligible, is a great price point if you want to save some cash at either third base or shortstop this evening. Jose Ramirez at 4K, he's swinging a really good bat. Over like the last 3 weeks, he looks like the Jose Ramirez of old. So something to keep in mind there with Jose at 4K tonight versus Kyle Gibson. Matt Carpenter got activated from the IL, so keep that in mind. But Marwin Gonzalez, 3,800 versus Clevinger if you're looking for value. Also, Jaime Candelario, 3,800 bucks, switch hitter against Danny Duffy. since he's got it recalled from the minors. He's been raking lately, 2, 30, 14, 14, 6, 16 when it comes to DraftKings going into the break. So at that price point of 38 versus Danny Duffy, a good look for Candelario in that one. We mentioned Chesler Cuthbert earlier at 37. He's on the list as well. Maybe a David Fletcher at 37 versus Leak. I'd rather gamble with Cuthbert. If you want to get real weird at 3,500, Jake Lamb from the left side versus Waino. Lamb's been bad, but you can get weird down there and make some things happen at the position. Shortstop. And I'm not, you know, there's going to be tons of value that comes out in lineups. That's what the chats are for later on. You got Fernando Tatis Jr. at 54 versus Dallas Keuchel. That's a very good look in that matchup. Trevor Story at 53 is in play as well. But that Tatis play versus Keuchel, very, very sneaky nice. Gleyber Torres in a GPP, I can see that one. Corey Seager's back, everybody. Not playing him tonight versus E-Rod, but he's back, just to keep in mind for you. Jorge Polanco at 46 versus Clevenger, not as ideal as it used to be. But like Marcus Semien at 45, I can definitely get behind that. But the one I like, if you want to save some cash, Didi Gregorius, $4,300 at home against Aaron Sanchez, gets the short porch and right. We already mentioned the high Yankees total. We mentioned lefties at 343 off Aaron Sanchez. Didi was starting to really get it going into the break. He had a couple of goose eggs, but then 3, 17, 13, 19, 22, 22, 10. Very, very solid play at $4,300 versus Aaron Sanchez. Good price point for Didi Gregorius. We mentioned Machado at 41, also another nice play at the position per price. Like, you can play Machado at third at 41 and Didi at short at 43 and have some really good upside there. Maybe not stackable upside for you, but some good upside nonetheless. A few more to look at. You can look at Paul DeJong at 37. He's in a massive funk. Mauricio Dubon of Milwaukee should be up. He's 37 versus Sean Anderson. He might be batting eighth in the lineup, so that really sucks, but he's up and $3,700. It's a nice cheapie to get a piece of Milwaukee in that game. And then Miguel Rojas at 36 versus Jason Vargas. And Ahmed Rosario at 35, a couple other cheapies I wouldn't mind taking a look at. Oh, and lastly, he's even cheaper than I thought. Willy Adames is only $3,400 versus Dylan Bundy. So some cheap shortstops if you need to go that direction. Sip of water to get you through the outfield. Charlie Blackmon, $5,400 in Coors versus Sonny Gray is, of course, in play. Mike Trout's obviously in play. Christian Yelich might get overlooked tonight. You know, missed the Derby because of his back, played in the game, didn't do much. $5,200 for Sean Anderson. Wouldn't be shocked if he found the bleachers once or twice tonight. You go farther down to, like, Yasiel Puig and Coors, only 49 is a great play. So he's raking in the month of June. Shohei Ohtani at 48, stinky nice versus Mike Leake as well. You got the Astros, Springer, and Jordan Alvarez versus Chavez at $4,800, both in play for you this evening. Brett Gardner's $4,700. That's tough to stomach, but that's an intriguing play at that price point. I will be totally honest. It's very, very interesting. He's more than Aaron Judge, I believe. No, Aaron Judge is 48. My bad. Judge is a great play at 48, as righties are hitting. Sanchez better than lefties. That's hitting 377 this year. Going on down to, like, Hunter Renfroe, very good GPP play at 47 against Dallas Keuchel. So San Diego, they're going to be interesting. I just want to keep targeting Dallas Keuchel. I really do. I wish it was in Atlanta. I wish it was there. But Keuchel's bad days are coming. They are coming, and they're going to come hard when they come. Michael Brantley at 47, good play, GPP play for Chavez. We got Mookie Betts versus Maeda at only 46. He's in play. Kevin Kiermaier has been very, very good. No one's going to pay $4,600 for him. He's averaging 10 over his last 10, 16, 3, 10 going into the break. $4,600 in hitter-friendly Baltimore against Dylan Bundy. Good play at that price point. But a better play is probably David Dahl at 46, struggling a bit in June, but still at home versus Sonny Gray. He's worth a look for you. You got guys like Alex Dickerson, who's swinging a really good bat, especially versus right-handed pitching. He's $4,500. Chase Anderson of the Milwaukee Brewers. So Alex Dickerson, worth a look for you there. Ramon Laureano of the Oakland A's at 45, another play for you. JD Martinez, only 4,400 versus Kenta Maeda. That should be popular, but what should be more popular, to be honest, is Aaron Hicks is only 4,400 versus Aaron Sanchez. That should be a play in a lot of places right now. That's one of those that stands out like, ooh, yes, please, please. I love that play. Austin Meadows at 44 is not bad, but when you're paying 44, you pay for Aaron Hicks. That's just where it goes. Or even Ketel Marte at 44, good option in that one. Kevin Pillar was swinging a hot stick going into the break. Righties hit Chase Anderson just fine. When you look at the Gigantes team total of 4.1, lefties 270, righties 380 off of Chase Anderson. So keep Kevin Pillar in your mind at 4,300 if you want to get real sneaky at the position. Sliding on down some more, Garrett Cooper at 42, talked about him already. But Jorge Soler at 42 is a great price point versus Daniel Norris, assuming Daniel Norris is playing pitching tonight. But Soler at 42 would be a phenomenal play at that price point. When you get to the bottom of the fours and you head into the threes, like Trey Mancini's down there cheap. Nick Castellanos at 41 is a nice cheapie. Cole Calhoun at 41. Franmil Reyes in a GPP at 41. So you have some good options in the low fours as well if you need to get weird for some reason. Brandon Dixon of Detroit versus Duffy at 4K with a little bit of power upside there. Anthony Santander versus Chirinos at 39 if you need to get different. You can go that route. Malik Smith in a GPP at 39 versus Cole. I can understand it. Don't love it, but I understand it. Same with Marwin Gonzalez at 38 versus Clevinger. Not in love with the plays, but I can understand them. Will Myers versus Keuchel at 38. I can get behind that for sure. Jackie Bradley Jr. at 37. Another guy to keep an eye on against Kenta Maeda at that price point. Eloy Jimenez at only 3,700 versus Fires. And Chris Davis at only 37 versus Nova. Major GPP plays. We can see them go over, but both in pretty good matchups. Really cheap if you're looking for some savings with Eloy and Chris Davis. So lots to like, as usual, on a 13-game slate. We didn't even mention probably all of them as lineups come out and be like, oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, yeah, that guy. That's the beauty of a First Look podcast. We get you set up to build your lineups, and then you come into the chats, and we bang it out for you. Recapping your pitching. Up top, Caleb Smith, Mike Fiers, Mike Clevinger, and Yanni Chirinos. In the middle, in the 7K range, Vargas, Ray, Bundy. Down below, Duffy, Norris. So some interesting ways to go. I don't think you need to pay up tonight. Be completely honest, you don't need to pay up. If you're looking for bats, obviously the Yankees versus Aaron Sanchez, smash.com. Then you got Coors, Colorado versus Sonny Gray, Cincinnati versus John Gray, both really, really good looks as well. I think Detroit and Kansas City, more so Kansas City if Daniel Norris is playing, is sneaky nice. I like that quite a bit in that matchup. You could go down to the Angels versus Leakes, okay, but Oakland versus Ivan Nova I like a lot. Milwaukee versus Sean Anderson I like a lot as well. Those are a couple I'm keeping my eye on. And then look into the likes of, say, Tampa Bay versus Bundy isn't horrible, but I'm not like in love with it because Bundy can be sneaky at times, but you get the Baltimore bullpen. That's the beauty of it, is you get the Baltimore bullpen. And then Arizona versus Adam Wainwright could be a sneaky one as well. Let's get into the BVP on this slate. Aaron Hicks is 3-for-7 with a home run off Aaron Sanchez. Didi Gregorius 7-for-18, two doubles and a triple off of Aaron Sanchez. And they are both cheap as dog poo. Avisel Garcia 6-for-12 with a double and a homer off Bundy. Kevin Kiermaier, who I talked about earlier, 4-for-14, two home runs off Dylan Bundy. Jason Kipnis is hitting 424 off Kyle Gibson, 14-for-33, two doubles and a homer. Jose Ramirez, 10-for-30, three doubles and a homer. Lindor, 13-for-34. So some good track records there against Gibson. Starling Castro, 5-for-13, three doubles and a homer off Jason Vargas. Curtis Granderson, 8-for-17, three doubles, if you believe in that kind of magic. Yuli Gurriel, he's priced up, and he's 7-for-13 with a double and two homers off Jesse Chavez. Michael Brantley, 4-for-12 with three homers. Reddick, 5-for-13 with a homer. Springer's taken him deep twice. They've had some good success for Jesse Chavez. Buster Posey, 6-for-16, two doubles off of Chase Anderson. Dexter Fowler, 5-for-11, double and a homer off Robbie Ray. Nick Castellanos, 11-for-42, two doubles, a triple, and two homers off of Danny Duffy. Joey Votto, 7-for-12, two doubles, a triple, and a homer off John Gray. Scooter Gennett, who won't be playing. Derek Dietrich, 7-for-14 with a homer. Puig, 7-for-17, two doubles and a homer. Eugenio Suarez has taken him deep. Lots to like there. When you look at the Angels versus Mike Leake, who we didn't, like I mentioned, as an option in the stacks, you got Trout at 12-for-24, six doubles, two homers. That's a 500 average. Justin Upton, 13-for-32, two doubles, a homer, a double, triple, two homers for 406 average. Andrelton Simmons, 13-for-33, four doubles and a homer. Luke probably will not be playing, unfortunately. Pujols, 8-for-22, a double and a homer. So some good numbers versus Mike Leake. Ian Kinsler, 11 for 36, a double and a homer off Dallas Keuchel. And that'll do it for your BVP, and that'll do it for the return of quick hits for the second half of the baseball season. Hope everybody has a good Friday and a great weekend, as I'll be back with you on Monday. Again, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. I'm on Twitter at BDintric if you have any questions, but we got the free Slack chat over at Fantasy Sports DJs. We've got a new NASCAR writer over there, and they talk all sports in the Slack chat. Bench with Bubba, episode 187, out and about for you with Batflip Crazy. You also have Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 114, recapping the All-Star break and other actions over the last couple weeks in baseball. Also started the fantasy football work over at Bench with Bubba, episode 186, with Joe Pisapia, our boy from thequantedge.com, the Fantasy Black Book, Fantrax, and much more, previewing the AFC and the NFC East for your fantasy football needs. So go check that out as we're cranking up for the fantasy football season as well. So lots of Bench with Bubba's coming your way, lots of stuff coming your way, and most importantly, MLB DFS coming your way. Get the rest of the baseball season for $10 off for $50, or get the baseball season for free by buying the football package. Either way, go to thequantedge.com, use promo code Bubba, and we'll get you hooked up with the rest of baseball and maybe even some football if you so choose. If you have any questions, again, hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 12th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.